Thank you. It's great to be here this morning, and if you have been with us over the last few weeks, we've been going through a series of sermons and the things we value. We've done prayer, we've looked at what our neighbour is and what the love of God is and loving our neighbour. Today it's about God the Father, our Father. So what I've done is I've chosen the reading from Ephesians, but being Father's Day, and it's a special day as well. We have a baptism, a new baby, new family, father, very proud father. Isn't it amazing that we are all together on Father's Day talking about our father? When I opened my card from my son this morning, it was an interesting message, and the card went this way. It turned around and said, "Dear Father, this is a token of my poverty." I'm a permanent ATM machine for him. He's 29, gone, and still, you know, this is a sign of my poverty. Little darlings, aren't they? Just keep on coming back, keep on coming back, and keep on coming back for more. So those of you who've got young children, beware, they'll be back. And you are the ATM machine. But looking at Father's Day, it's a wonderful day for many people. We've had some parents who have been great parents, and we have great children, and some of the families are really very happy families. Wonderful. Wonderful parents, wonderful parenting, wonderful children. But also, among us, there are others who are hurting today because there is bereavement. It's a special day. It's a painful day. There's a lot of emotional capital in a day like this. Joy and happiness, pain, difficulties. So we have, in this relationship, there is pain, bereavement. No children, a lot of hurt, abuse, and the list goes on and on and on. And the interesting thing is, it is so true that this is your experience. It's very personal. It's very important. And we just can't gloss over it. And we can't just talk about it and see and think that it can be fixed very quickly. It's a pain. And when it spills over into our relationship with God, because we call him our Father, we have issues there. And it causes some grief even in that relationship. But let us unpack what that relationship is. God the Father. There are two kinds of children God has. His child, the begotten child, his only begotten child, is Jesus Christ. He's chosen, he is his begotten family, and the reason he chose him was he was going to send him to the cross. That was what he had established. Way to the cross, he chose Jesus Christ, his begotten son, to do a special job. And we'll come back to that in a minute. We are now his adopted children. He was his begotten. We are his adopted children. And what I want to unpack is a little bit about being an adopted child. Christ, his begotten child, only begotten child, was sent to the cross for us. An adopted child, first and foremost, involves choice. It's a choice God has made, and in Ephesians, Paul talks about it, that he willed this. He made this choice right at the beginning of the world, that he was going to adopt you. Adopted children, there is a history, there is a background. And the debate goes on, whose children are we? And the psalmist is very clear. He says, the fatherless. You are the fatherless. And he will be your father. When we look at John's Gospel, chapter 8, and goes on from verse 37. There is a debate going on between Jesus, the Pharisees, and the people of the law. And the Lord turns around and says to them, I know whose seed you are, you are Abraham's seed, but what you are about to do is because of your father who is Satan. He's your father. But the psalmist sums it up and says that you are fatherless and God wants to adopt you into his family. He's already done it. He's ready. He's made the choice. And the background is this, is spiritually you are fatherless and he wants to adopt you. What's the next thing in the adoption process? We know the background. We know it's choice. There's a process. If you're going through adoption, there is a process and there's a legal process to go through. You go, you do the selection, you look at a child you want to adopt, then you have to go through the paperwork. There are laws, a whole host of laws to fulfill. And you know what the Lord did? Took care of the whole of the law when he sent Jesus to the cross so that he could adopt you. He's taken care of every aspect of the law, signed and sealed, put in front of you, in his blood, signed it and said, I want to adopt you, signed in Jesus' blood, the choice is yours. I know your background. I know you are hurting. I know there is pain. There are difficulties. There are broken relationships. But I want to adopt you. So there is choice, there is background, there is a process. Once the process is complete, and if you're adopting children, there is instruction and there is guidance for the parents that are adopting a child. Right from the beginning, they tell you, this is not the way you bring up your own children. He didn't bring up Jesus Christ the way he's bringing us up. He had a different route for them, for him, to the cross for us, to complete the legal process. For us, what he says is that I'm taking you on. There is a way of bringing this child, and the way of bringing this child is therapeutic parenting. Different. God takes us on. He knows our background. He knows we are broken. He knows we have pain. There is emotional capital. And what he's saying is, I fully appreciate your experience. I know you've gone through a bad patch. I know there is a lot going on. You have bereavement. Some people are childless. Others are hurting. He says, I take you on. I know your background. I'm adopting you. I've finished the legal process. I want to take you on and provide you therapeutic parenting, which is different from what he did with Christ. What is therapeutic parenting? Therapeutic parenting is lovingly, caringly, and sacrificially, he takes you on with all your history, with all your background, with all the hurts and all the pain, and then he takes you through a daily process of slowly taking that pain away, taking that pain away. And he stands before you and he says, put that pain. Don't harden your heart today. Put that pain and I'll take it away and I'll provide you therapeutic parenting, which is different. Not like bringing up your own child. And the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for us. For he has taken care of everything, the whole law on the cross, and he signed the papers in his blood. Will you take that opportunity and sign that piece of paper yourself and come into God's family and be adopted as his child? Now, when Paul was writing to the Ephesians, what he had in the back of his mind was the Roman law. At the time, Roman Syrian law talked about adoption, and adoption had several component parts to it. First and foremost was, when you got adopted in the Roman times, your name was changed, and your address changed. So you moved. Our addresses changed. When we sign on with God, we are the children of God. We are from heaven. Our address is in heaven. Then what happens? Our address is changed. We have new responsibilities. Our behavior and our lifestyle must reflect that of the family that has adopted us. That was required by Roman law. Adoption, your address changed, your name changed, responsibilities changed, your behavior changed, you have a new father in heaven. He's your adopted father. And then that law again goes further and looks at inheritance. Your inheritance. You would inherit everything your adopted father has got. That is exactly what is being said here in Ephesians. What he's saying is every spiritual blessing in heaven has been given to you. You've inherited everything that is in heaven. Your inheritance is absolutely complete. And do you know how many Roman emperors they were there that became emperors because their father was an emperor? How many? In the earlier part of the Roman Empire, only two. The rest were adopted. That is the power of the gospel. That is what the gospel is saying. And this is what the Lord is saying. You are my adopted child. He's adopted us into his family. And you know, the other thing in that law, which is very fascinating and very interesting, is this. The law says very clearly that your own child, you could easily disinherit. If you are not happy with your begotten child, you could disinherit that child and say, not mine anymore, take my name away from that child, he will inherit none of my property, nothing of mine, and he totally is nothing to do with me. But you know, you couldn't do the same to an adopted child. Once you've adopted them, choice, background, you knew the background, the process, therapeutic parenting, he will never disinherit you. And this is what the Lord says, the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 18. He said, I will never leave you as orphans. I will never leave you. Once you are in Jesus Christ, he will never inherit you, disinherit you. You cannot be disinherited. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the cross. The legal side is completely finished. It's done. He's adopted you. He wants you to join in. The choice is yours. And the gospel message is very, very clear to us. And then there is the Lord saying, I want to give you therapeutic parenting. There are a lot of people hurting. A lot of kids hurt. A lot of parents hurt. There's generational hurt. But there is also a lot of joy. And the Lord says, I want to make your joy complete. That distorted image of parenthood that you bring into my relationship, remember, I have adopted you. I know exactly what's gone in your life. I know your pain. I know the emotional capital. I want to work with you step by step. Not overnight, I'll work with you. Because my parenting is different. It is therapeutic parenting. I know you're hurting. This is the invitation of the gospel. And this is what he clearly says. Do you want to put that reading on? Blessed be the God of our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know, amazing reading. Amazing power in that. You've been adopted. You are my child. My will. That I want to adopt you. God loves you. Like this child who's going to be baptized today, their parents absolutely love that child. But God does more than that, beyond measure. He's given us an opportunity, a new chance. We are his adopted children. Christ was his begotten son for our sake, so that we could get adopted. He sent him to the cross to fulfill the whole of the law for us. Our relationship is an invitation. We can sign on that dotted line and be part of God's adopted family. I'm not going to pray, but we're going to put on this video clip, and there are words there, and I'd like you to follow those words, because that is an amazing piece of video there. Can we put that video on, please?
Stormy seas. I am strong.